It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 907.
Happy weekend, banter. GB's in the house. Sevs.
Get fired up, boys.
Yep.
Play El Monte.
No, mate, that's before the show. Look at him.
Well, I never get to hear it anymore because... There we go.
Let's go. A bit of El Monte fired up.
Well, that didn't work.
No.
You were doing... you were sniffing your fingers before you got on air, Josh.
Smelt like coins, but I think it might have been because I was playing with my baseball.
That'll do.
Bodie, the absolute little Gronk, he was sniffing his fingers.
Oh, no.
And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, smell this. And I said, what is it? He said, penis.
Oh, wow.
No, but what he's saying, he's meaning wee wee. Like, he doesn't mean it like when you get older and you understand what that could mean. But he's actually just meaning he got wee on his finger and now he's smelling it. But he's an... Mate, I tell you what. I'm just gonna share this with you guys. It's going to come off my chest. Your torch that you gave me last night, Josh.
Yes.
Yep. You had a little promotional torch that I happily took off your hands. Thought this would be a great present for Bodie. It's actually going to come in hand... for us inspecting Bodie's bum with the torch to find worms.
Oh, no.
We did this. So, I haven't even told you. This was like earlier in the week. He was just like, he'd be sitting at the couch and then he'd be like, and he'd be clenching his little ass. And he's like, it hurts. And he'd be standing up and sort of like, think about when you clench your bum, your cheeks sort of, you know, come together, and he's pushing his hips out. Real kind of visceral response to these, whatever's going on down there.
You swallow and a toy car or something.
It looked like it. But I got him into the room, got him up on the bed. Amy's there. We're both, it's a, you know, two-person job. At this point, didn't have the flashlight that you gave me. Mm-hmm. I had my iPhone.
iPhone torch. Oh,
no. Dude, I've been on the receiving end of the torch in the bum when I was a kid, and, you know, you have no respect for your mother at that point.
So, did you actually have to open up his asshole to see it?
Well, you get him to bend, sort of like put his bum up in the air. This is the shit I'm dealing with, guys.
What are the instructions for Bodie?
Bodie, push your bum up in the air and stop clenching.
Sure.
Well, so, is he standing
up? Amy, grab the cheek. Grab the other cheek. No.
He's lying down, isn't he?
Yeah, he's lying down, but I've got the phone. Fuck me, Jesus Christ. I've got the phone that has the camera on. I've got the phone that has the torch on it. And dude, got him.
Got worms? You got a photo?
No, absolutely not.
You got a photo?
Little white fellas.
Worms. Oh,
really?
Tiny little things.
You saw them.
Size?
They can't. No, I'm talking, God, I'm talking like, picture a tiny piece, like a thin piece of straw, like almost like a pin size, pin thickness.
Oh, like a killer python.
No, I'm talking real thin. I'm talking like I reckon half a centimeter.
Wow.
And they're just little.
Okay.
Anyway, the best thing is you just tell Bodie, I'm going down to get you some chocolate. And then you go get in the worm tablets. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I grew up on orange ones, so I had no idea. Amy was always like, they're chocolate. I was like, I haven't had chocolate. And anyway, I went down. I felt like I had to sort of like, speaking to this young girl working at Chemist Warehouse, I was like, oh, yeah, you know, the worm tablets, whereabouts are those? And then she comes over and I'm like, yeah, you know, she's like, oh, these are for two up. So, like, adults can take them. I was like, yeah, look, my son fits that criteria. You know, just like
<You're worried
laughs> trying to say it's not me that, you know. Anyway, it happens to the best of us and it got Bodie.
Have you done the whole family now?
Well, I took one.
Family's taking them? Yeah, yeah, great.
Yep.
You didn't do a torch check first?
No. No. Did not. It's there's definitely an age. What is the age that you stop the torch check in children?
I don't think you ever have to. Couldn't you have just preempted?
Ever have to?
Yeah, couldn't you ever have to do it? Just given him
the chocolate.
Like, surely using deworming tablets or whatever.
Yeah, look,
it's like this. I guess you just wanted to make sure.
Look, I left a few things out of the story.
Trauma from from
a few things out of the story.
Generation.
Yeah.
I checked when it first happened, nothing there, gave him the worm tablet, and the next day is when I found them, and we doubled up. And so this is like what you're saying, JJ. I agree. You could just
followed
go,
the protocol. How many worms? Feel it,
I only saw two.
It's enough, two. Though, isn't it? So you think it was biting him?
No, they're just wriggling around.
They're just wriggling. They're just wriggling.
And it's that's all very uncomfortable.
That's why it's itchy. Just wriggling.
Yeah. Look, if you've famously, I first talked about it happening to me. This was before I'd, you know, done this to Bodhi.
And I got a loosely, aren't you?
And then I got a text. Well, mate, all it requires to be famous is someone sending you an Instagram story saying, "Me too, it happened to me too. I'm famous."
Send your assholes to hi at thedailytalkshow.com.
But the amount of people slowly putting up their, you know, they're all just turning on their torch. Yes, I did too. That happened to me too. It's like a Coldplay concert. Let's be on it. Everyone holding up a fucking light. It's all happened. Everyone's had it happen to them.
Coldplay would be a good band to listen to. Keep you calm while it was happening.
sorry, some people really don't like Coldplay.
Yeah, I know.
Which I love it. You talked about this with Andy Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Andy Lee said they don't really don't vibe him or they love him.
Anytime Mr. 97 comes over, I have Coldplay playing. I play the live version. This is my go-to.
Which song? Is it the go-to for
Coldplay
him?
In Japan. Coldplay in Japan are real great. They've done a great job on that live version.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Can I just say, you know how there's like artists that say, any big artist tours internationally, Brazil, Japan.
Oh, that's a good one for Coldplay, by the way.
Going to Tokyo, they're speaking Japanese, and obviously he's not singing in Japanese. But man, do they know his words and the lyrics in English? Is it fair to say that different nationalities, different areas around the world get into English music more than say we get into Japanese rock? Or, you know, like, isn't that a fair assumption that it's like there's quite a few internationals, foreigners that love English music?
Mm. Yeah, I'm not completely
across it. Because I put my hand up. I don't like necessarily not understanding. I can get around a Shakira song.
J-pop.
I can get around the tune, but I can't J-pop. Fall in love with it. I need to know the words. Mm-hmm. Is that me just being ignorant? I should learn Japanese.
Well, I mean, the thing, like we say that
Japanese hip hop,
we quote things that aren't English. You know, wah wee wah wah.
He's butchering.
Yeah, you got it this time. No, you got it. Wah wee wah wah.
Wah wee wah wah.
No, you got it wrong. It's wah wah wee wah.
Wah wah wee wah.
You got it around the wrong way. That was kind of cool.
It's a Borat reference, GB.
I'm well aware, but I mean, yeah.
It's not quite
very nice.
15 years old.
Do you see that they're actually using in Kazakhstan? They're using the very nice as a tourism thing. Did you mention this, TJ?
Oh, that's cool.
Or who
no, I did see it though, and I wonder if the people of Kazakhstan are like, yeah, fucking whatever. He's in person, you know, he's making fun. But it's a great external. So for us talking about Kazakhstan, like think about the worldwide attention, not in Kazakhstan. Mm-hmm. It makes sense, even if it's they're just using it for external comms rather than internal, you know, visit Kazakhstan.
Well, GB, I'm curious. You're the guy who likes comedians that then over time lose sort of lose favour or whatever you say based on where the world's going. Chris Lilley sort of has been pulled up a bit. You love Chris Lilley. Ali G, you were talking about the other day. I watched Ali G last night doing a 2004 presentation at Harvard where he did like their graduation.
Eisby.
Yeah. And he was really... he was making some fairly inappropriate jokes, implying that one of the women in the audience was a cheerleader from a porno that he watched the night before, all of these different things. And Bree was asking me, she was like, when is it satire and just like sort of communicating or what's it called? Sort of representing culture and sort of making fun of it versus when is he just being a bit outrageous? What's your take, GB?
Oh, God. I mean, this is a set. I need to be very careful here.
Do you like Ali?
Because I'm such a fucking conservative.
To be honest, I haven't watched much of Ali G. Mm-hmm. Like, that was sort of a little bit before my time. But I think Sacha Baron Cohen is, and I think he and Chris Lilley are both experts at the way that they do their comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't thought too much about it. Like, I mean, did you watch when he did Ali G at the 2016 Oscars?
Yeah. And so he made a joke there around he goes on stage and because I think the Ali G character part of the joke is he thinks he's black. Is that right, JB? Yes. And so his opening line is I know what you're all thinking. what did he say?
Good, that's good. Like, that's good. Keep it going.
Like the Oscars have gotten another token black man to
yes, that's so good.
I know but what you're all thinking. There's another black man on stage as a token. Is that good?
So it was actually a dig at the Oscars,
mm-hmm.
you know, who have been known for being very racially biased mm-hmm. as far as, you know, white people winning all the awards and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So he was taking the piss out of them. But even he wasn't sure if this was going to go down okay because that was the talking point of that year's Oscars. So he managed to sneak in the Ali G costume. No one knew he was going to do it. And he actually ran into, who was it? I think it was Dave Chappelle
mm-hmm.
backstage.
Yeah.
And he said, "Hey, mate, I need to talk to you for 30 seconds. And he asked him, he said the opening line, he said, "Is this okay?" And Dave went, "Yeah, go for it. That's so funny."
I mean, Chappelle's super edgy, like even back in the day. I think the problem is we can't retrospectively cancel people. When Ali G came out, it was of a time. Mm-hmm. If you judge Sacha Baron Cohen's current content, it's all on the edge.
Yeah.
It's all on the edge, but it's not over the edge. Yeah. And so you could easily look at that back in the day over the edge. Like, for instance, there's some president. These aren't even comedians, but there was some people in politics that didn't support specific things back in the day. They were vocal about it, but have been cancelled now, but they don't believe in what they were talking about, the policies they were pushing back then. Mm-hmm. And so it's a hard one because we can't go back and just go. I think Chris Lilley has brought it to the line, like mm-hmm. very mm-hmm. close in current times. But looking back at his stuff, when I first started watching that, I mean, maybe everyone was just more racist back then, he was dancing on the line as he always is. And so obviously that's beyond now, like you can't go back to some of that stuff. But it's tough. I think, George, you always go down their observations, their ability to see and understand everything. They're your geniuses. You love
comedy. I think it's a comedy. I just think for those two people specifically, their work is much more complex than mm-hmm. it seems in most cases. Some are like Chris Lilley, like Smouse, that's probably a bit too far. That's there's not much comedy. He wasn't the best character, to be honest, like as far as comedy went.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I'm not sure what the real joke was there. Like, I don't think it was that clever. And it was like blackface. So, you know, that's, you can't be doing that anymore.
Yeah. GB, talking about comedy, you came up with your own prank call, which we weren't able to play on the show because you didn't have permission from everyone that was in it. We put out a call and we said, if you call the big media company phone number, it will go to voicemail, leave a voicemail, and then GB will call you back and play the prank call to you. We received a phone call about a week and a half ago. I gave you the details. What's happened?
Yeah, Called this guy, recorded it all. Mm-hmm. His name is Finn. Lovely guy.
Permission? And did you get permission?
Got permission. You'll hear it in the clip. So that's all good. And yeah, I think he really loved it.
Okay, well, let's have a look.
Hello?
Hello? Who's this?
Hi, this is Finn Harp speaking.
Oh, hey, Finn. It's GB calling from the Daily Talk Show and Hump Day Replay and Screenplay Sunday.
How are you? Hello. How you doing?
Yeah, good, man. Is this okay to be recorded and broadcast?
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome. This has been a day that I've been looking forward to for so long.
All right, you ready, Finn?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Welcome to 7 West Media.
Are you guys going to be playing the ultimate sprint cars this year on 7 Mate? I did a video for you guys, or about you guys. It was about the coffee deal, and it went kind of viral. I'm actually based in Melbourne, so, you know, gyms are closed. Yeah, sure. It's more of just like a off the cut, like just pro bono kind of thing. I used to present it back in the day. I was just wondering if there was any presenting gigs going this year again. Times are a bit tough down here. Don't have much work. Awesome. There you go, Finn. What did you think?
That was brilliant.
Really?
Yeah, that was brilliant.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks, man.
I was sniggering the whole time.
Are people missing out?
definitely they're missing out. Give them another chance. Let them cool through.
All right, they've got till next Sunday then, I reckon. One more week, and then that's the end of the very slack story arc.
Well done, GB.
So what's the
sniggering
number?
The whole time.
go to Big Media Company's website. Just search Big
search
Media
us on
Company.
Google.
Yeah, and you can find our landline number there. Yep.
What a guy. Yeah. Go
how
on.
Much time of Finn's did you take?
So this is the thing. I called Finn last night at 6 o'clock, and straight after that, I pretty much said, my next question was, "What's for dinner?" Now you talk about starting an interview with a good question. I said, "What's for dinner?" We ended up talking for 40 minutes.
Did you?
we recorded a whole podcast.
That's great.
But he was a really nice guy. He loves all the BMC stuff. He got around. He was a bit of a fan. And right.
Fan of you?
Yeah. I said to Josh last night, I was like, geez, actually... feeling a little bit famous here.
He was saying this when I called GB. He was on the tram and he couldn't be more obnoxious. He was standing in the tram FaceTiming saying, "Oh, I feel a bit famous."
Oh, Finn, but, what a legend. Tell me another fact about Finn. What's a Finn fact from your 40-minute convo?
Well, they run a pottery company. And Mason, you'll love this. And I actually told him, I said, I'll ask Mace for a pottery update. How's the pottery going?
I mean, it's dried.
Great. Did you have to?
I haven't painted it. Haven't used them yet.
Did you go in a kiln or was it?
No. You don't need a kiln them. You can actually just leave them to air dry. A kiln's a fast way to dry them. But if you want to, you can just leave them in air and it'll harden. So what they need now is potentially like a coat of some sort of paint, and then you could almost like glaze them if you wanted to go with that sort of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. Just in terms of his business, does he run classes? Is it one of those new hipster businesses that
so this is come the thing. In? He was pitching segments to me left, right and centre last night.
Was he?
And he wants to do... He's like, oh, how can we do a pottery... class segment where he'll teach us how to do pottery. It's like, oh, it's a bit hard to like send clay to you guys.
Well, he's in Dunsborough in WA.
Oh, geez. Yes. Okay.
He's in WA.
Mm-hmm. He's not far away.
So then he goes, all right, when Sevs and Grace come over, they'll land in Perth. They just have to drive 3 hours down the coast to Margaret River.
Oh,
go to his place. And he'll teach you how to do pottery.
Oh, if there's one thing we need, it's more pottery chat from Sev.
Yeah,
this is the great gift I'm giving.
It could be that finally that ghost scene.
Yeah, yeah. They got the wheels, and we can do a live broadcast from their pottery. I don't know what do you call it? Pottery
studio?
Workshop.
Little workshop.
Workshop.
Love it.
So what do you think, Sevs?
Yeah, great. Yeah, I love that idea.
You will be probably going south when you go.
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah, I reckon we will be going down south.
It looks really nice. It's like right on the coast.
Oh, beautiful. Like,
mate, it's a famous surf spot. I mean, don't be careful of the sharks, but lots of wine.
My mate Till Spilhoff lives there. So maybe he down can, south, you know, in Dunsborough.
Oh, really?
There you go. Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, there could be filming opportunities.
Does Finn need a video? We have some content.
He wants to, and he wants to get into videos and making content. He said, Josh, that he's been living by knowing isn't doing since been saying it.
That's nice.
So they've been.
Oh, I thought it was a dig at Josh.
That's got something to do. Do you mention TJ's boxing or chicken coop? Nah. I'm feeling attacked.
And he also asked if he could send in a script for Screenplay Sunday. I said,
absolutely. Well, there's only two more. After today's ep, there's only two more episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Before the end of the season. Why is that so funny?
No, just send it in next week because that's Josh's turn to write.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what are you going to do it, Mason?
I don't need a write. You said you two were taking it.
Yeah, we did.
You did.
Look, guys, look. I won't write it. Because I'm not a part of it. Can the bird get a fucking... Can the dead magpie get a cameo in the final ep?
Yeah.
Surely.
Magpie hit by a car?
Yeah.
An already dead magpie.
Oh, my last breath.
Yeah, that could be the first.
Ow! My last crow. Whatever they do.
Anyway. One more thing of interest, Josh, which you might...
Keep the magpie gear for the screenplay. That's great.
He said, do you guys want any bespoke mugs made?
Oh. It would be really nice to get like a hipster sort of... I mean, I wonder if you could cut out the Daily Talk Show logo and apply it to the mug.
Oh, yeah, I don't have that answer. But how's this?
What's your
premature
answer?
Premature, GB.
There's a thing in pottery called the maker's mark, or in art in general. Yeah, and also
whiskey.
Yep. And so what professional potters will do
is that the
they'll go... Team? I don't know. Yeah, sounds right. They'll go, when they go and buy plates and cups and stuff, the first thing they do, turn it upside down and have a look at the bottom center because there's the maker's mark on it.
Mm-hmm. Made in China.
And so Finn said, we could get the Daily Talk Show logo as the maker's mark for our cups.
Oh, that'd be great.
But then that he also said, as well as our business
did
name.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Apps Pottery.
Like a collab. Yeah. What's the what's
an order for 1,000?
What's a per unit cost?
Yeah, because then I was saying, Josh really wants to get the diner mugs, and I tried to explain what they were, and he wasn't following. They're a bit too. I said, you know, bit too. Like, what do you call them? Commercially made. He said, sure. We can't like do bulk mugs. We could do a few because then the price would come down to like $70 a mug.
So the thing is, Sev's got a bunch of promo items delivered of different things that we could potentially get the Daily Talk Show logo on. And Tommy came to my joint to work on a project a couple of days ago. And
mate, we were making out. Don't be talking about it like it was a project. Our love's stronger than that.
But there were some things. You got your torch.
I didn't take it.
The yo-yo.
I didn't take it.
No. So the yo-yo was very good. So I was straight away like, really? Have the yo-yo. And then Tommy started using it and it lights up. And as soon as it was lighting up, I was like, give me that yo-yo back. and so, we're still looking at merch opportunities. So I think, did you say $70 a mug?
No, I was saying... That's what when you wanted to get those diner mugs, you know how they're real good quality.
Yeah,
70. I don't know what the unit price would be actually, but I'm sure they could do a deal.
Slow release. Slow release.
Depends how many we get.
Finn's probably...
George is his business manager now.
Well, at first he did say... he's like, I'd love to... by the way, I think he's the son of the owner, so I'm not sure how much pull he has from the business side of things. But he said, we'd love to give you some stuff. I was like, great. And he said... in exchange for money.
Nah, he's a businessman. Yeah. He's a businessman.
Now that's business. That's sales.
That is.
But I did say we'd send him some stickers, so I need to do that.
Okay, great.
He should work for... I could imagine a door-to-door sales person being like that. Like, you need Foxtel.
Yeah, he was a good salesman.
Obviously,
he's very good.
Some money. anything else you learned, GB, about Finn?
Nah.
What did he have for dinner?
Yeah.
What? Oh, it was his little brother's birthday, so they were going to cook up a storm.
Oh, great!
A storm.
Yeah, but he didn't know what. So, I don't know what they had for dinner in the end.
So the saga continues. Next week, we work out what Finn had for dinner.
Could you call him?
Birthday. Yeah, you could call him.
Yeah. Well, all right. Do you want to do that now? Do you want to do it on your... Have you got the connected to the roadcaster or no?
I mean, what more do we need to find out at this point?
I just want
to
stretch
out the... Oh, it's just...
Is that too... George... I don't trust GB's ability to call this phone up, to be honest. How are you going, GB?
Can we not ask him one other question other than... Yeah. Oh, no. George, can you call him, pretend we're not here and ask him, hey, mate, I just forgot to... So I would love to know what did you have for dinner?
What did you have for dinner? Just say we need to do a pick-up.
This is great.
And so we'll stay quiet.
We'll stay quiet. Okay, go.
And then hang up once it's...
Hello, Finn. How's it speaking?
Oh, hey, Finn. It's George again. How's it going?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, mate, nothing much. I'm just cutting together that little clip that will come out on the show.
Oh, cool.
What did you end up having for dinner?
Oh, I had ratatouille.
Ratatouille. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Got that clean. Perfect.
Got that clean.
Anything else?
Anything else for dinner?
All good. All good. Thank you. By the way, can this be on the podcast?
Yeah, sure thing, sure can.
Oh, great, thank you, that's a relief.
I look forward to it.
Okay, cool, thanks, mate. Catch you later.
Yeah, catch you later.
There we go.
Ah, yes! Ratatouille!
Ratatouille.
Well done, George.
Oh. George, why so hard in those moments?
what was hard?
I'm just so red for George. I'm sweating.
You're on like a crazy delay there.
You guys
like,
would
both of you, you and Finn needed your own podcast.
Yeah.
It's just
you guys were giving me weird signals like wrap it up.
Yeah. I mean, no,
then,
I
what if you didn't give it, me? Mate. What if you didn't give me permission to use it? Had to think on my feet.
All right. He sounded like he was still asleep, but it was three.
He could have been.
Really?
He might have been. Either way, Finn had ratatouille. The case is
what
closed.
What is ratatouille?
I don't know.
It's like rice and tomato stuff.
Would you consider it a storm?
I don't know if it's rice.
Oh, no.
It's like a tomato stew.
Are we saying ratatouille?
I believe it's a mouse.
French provincial.
No, that's the movie.
Stewed vegetable dish, guys. Originated in Nice. And sometimes referred to as ratatouille niçoise. Recipes and cooking times differ widely, but common ingredients include tomato, garlic, onion, courgette, aubergine, capsicum, and some combination of leafy green herbs common to the region. Sounds yum. Looks yum.
Great. All right. Well, it's Weekend Banter. It's a daily talk show. If you enjoy the show, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Share it on Instagram as well. Tag us up so we can say thank you and share it across. Otherwise, enjoy your Sunday. And we'll see you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you, guys.